I have this idea that every teacher focused on Jesus and he heard on your father at work. And they said, Paul, I don't know you, Jesus. So, I know what that is to know, and then you can have another friend with it. So, you know, I'm just saying that you have me. Well, through the word and through your love, new life, whatever, a little bit of death and me to share with you to glorify myself. So I have to do it. I saw that on Sunday, like I always do. And so, then we can research into a passage that I'm doing, but I will be, and where I'm going to tell you those lessons. I'm going to be Jesus, that's why we're working with Jesus to get rid of Jesus, and so that's where we were going to go. His sister, who he could live with him, she to stay in personal relationship. She learned Hebrew, she learned Greek, so that she could help to biblical study, and he became a great preacher. He's a great preacher for the Queen on one occasion. So I'm being told, and so, Father, before he found himself on the brink of being alone, once more. And this is what he wrote about him that day. Something happened to me, which was known only to myself. And it tells me what dear mental suffers. Begin with the truth of that suffering. It was the quickest bit of work I ever did in my life. I had the impression, rather of having it dictated to me by some inward voice than working it out myself. I felt sure that the whole work was completed in 5 minutes. And equally sure I've ever received in my own misery from your direction. I have a natural will to dream. All the other verses I have ever written are manufactured articles. This came from a day's length for a long time. I have never been able to gain work more to gain further in yours. But though it's not by the name of Albert Peace, wrote the tune, which the song would say. Interestingly, he wrote in Thomas Kuhn the following words. After reading it over carefully, I wrote the music straight off. And it came that the root of the first note was hardly dropped when I had finished the tune. I write a song like, say, the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, love that will not let me go. That's what I think self allowed to do. Self congratulations at the forum. I'm sure you've heard the Star Spangled Banner that we can go. Did you realize that song isn't about me? Oh, love that will not let me go, even the best arrangement, which in my opinion, and for the moment, I call it matters, which is written by James Phelps. It's nearly impossible to say it with any fanfare. In fact, the Phelps arrangement is so intricate in all four parts, it would give almost no place for the singer to add their own words. All four parts are full of constant movement and e-changes. There's almost no lead voice to it because all four parts take turns taking lead and action throughout the poem and the arrangement. So it leaves a little room for personal choice. You simply want to stir the tune and stir the lyric of the poem to take the sound and thereby magnify the God to ultimately inspire it. Not with a biblical sense of inspire. Don't get me wrong on that. That is a very narrow, miraculous thing that God is in the authors of Scripture. However, it is also the case that there have been many, many inspired, non-inspired scenes that have been written, and this is just one of them. The fourth thing is the passing song. Between the lava and the light and the joy and the cross that will follow us in every step of life. And as you look at the lyric, you will see that. Oh, love that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the light I know. But in thine ocean depths, it flow and richer fuller be. O light that follows all my way, I yield my quivering force to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in non-sunless ways, its day
and brothers share you. O joy that Jesus means for pain that cannot close my heart to you. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain. That moment shall hear me. O Christ, that lives on my head, I hear my past thoughts and dreams. I lay in dust, lots of glory. Yes. And from ground there, blossoms red. Life that's a miracle. Not a word is that a death or a prayer. You don't follow them. They follow you. You don't pay on words like that. They do on music. You don't study them. God will not bring the words in the mouths and start in the same way he did with the biblical writings. For God will not have a certain way, although I am seen, that a mere mortal could become so overwhelmed with the natural comprehension of God, the temporal comprehension. Above the water. Speaks God to the great man, and he himself has said, it's just the overwhelming nature of God's love. We look here at the text and the moonlight, and in case you have forgotten, talked in verse 4 some long ago. The heart in Matthew, but it's also Matthew 23, also in Luke 13. The lament of Jesus over Jerusalem. That's a good act. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. You who built prophets and stone men who I sent to you. How often I would have done with you if you had not been purchased under her wings with you. We are illuminating something that is not illuminating. And you may not realize the first or the second or the third or the fourth time that you read or listen to it. You don't even realize what's happening for them. You don't realize the great truth that you're describing here that has been revealed to them. But it is something that rests so deeply in our souls. It's something that maybe you try to cover up when you come here for worship, or when you work privately, or when you've been reading God's word, it's intuitive. If you can't quite put your finger on it, it's in that passage that we read for us a moment ago. It's there, and you can feel it. It's palpable, even if you can't read. And most of our time, not to say that they're wrong, that is a lovely song. I'm certainly not saying that. But most of the songs, and sometimes in the way we talk about our faith, or our passage, and even us preachers, we run ourselves ragged, and we exhaust ourselves, and we whip ourselves into an absolute frenzy, talking about how important it is that we pursue God. And well, we should. But what we depend on with no time on at all is the fact that no matter how hard we try, no matter how much effort we expend, we have done precious little by comparison to how much God considers us. Recklessly. Seamlessly. Embarrassingly. Sparing no offense, blood and left. But then you're in Madison, rolling in heaven. And you get the loneliness. You become more aware than most people do. Not just of the passive or self-centered, but God's presence is abiding self, the abiding presence and love. But as you get further, you become aware of the pursuit of the God who loves him and who refuses to stop loving him. It's finally he says that he's heard no such thing. Imagine you will. But if I exercise for just a moment, just imagine this. Well, is there anyone here who I get to imagine this? I'll just ask the question for you or something. Is there anyone here that isn't, that hasn't been not just a little, just a little, off center? With being alive right now in this moment, isn't this me? Am I being so lethal? Is it just me? Or did it all of this age in the middle of happiness? In the absolute perversion of our experience. From our Western religions and from our religion. Did something not right follow me to do that and go, I'm always silly. Don't make it to yourself. I don't think the options. Don't make yourself out of form of your life in this. But you know, if anyone has to talk For 1 hour, the whole world was so blind. So he was making realization that that's true. That love and ego is so deeply, and understanding so immensely. Imagine a world where simultaneously stops walking from God. Just walk and not see. But I wait for the one force to be completed. So I can sit up at the window that was probably nearly my either third or fourth listen through the song. The video preview of a class can be a very popular comment. Before you even have to, you know, look over the comment, but look at the video. But I was telling you that. And see what that's the other one. And God's been pursuing me with this song for the last several weeks. And we're not going to let me go. I read this comment. If only we could learn. And
in the mountains. Could you imagine how different the world would look if we were at Mars? All of the evil and the calamity and all of this comes with this drama that's supposed to be going through it. Can you imagine that now we can stop and blessings the world? But it's all the evil. Everybody wants to walk in God. Trust me.
Thank you.